Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill. Your Saturday morning program brought to you each and every week by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. And this morning we get some national FFA coverage from Indianapolis as it wraps up today. And today in Indy, we'll find out the new national FFA leadership team. So that's pretty darn interesting. We'll let you know about that coming up on Monday. But also at convention, there's a bunch of media interns. And also, by the way, most are student members of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. Michelle Stangler, one of those media members, has done a great job all week, and we check in with her as she talks to another colleague in the TV side in how they cover FFA convention and bring the FFA message to their viewers.
There are always so many stories to tell, and RFD TV is not only a sponsor of the National FFA organization, but they share so many stories, especially at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo. I'm here joined by anchor Janet Atticson, and she has been sharing the story of FFA for quite a few years. Janet, tell me behind the scenes efforts at the National FFA Convention and Expo that you kind of do to share the story of FFA.
Well, I can take no credit for all the behind-the-scenes action that actually takes place. We have an entire team of people that help make things happen. It started months ago, just like the FFA itself started the convention months and months ago. So our crew works with the National FFA to kind of get things sort of organized, but we've got folks that are running cameras. We have folks that are organizing what cameras are going to come. They have to go through the setup process. We have people that are organizing the schedule of who we're going to talk to, when we're going to talk to them, what we're going to talk to them about. And then we have folks who are also editing video, so we have something to show whenever we talk to the guests that we're visiting with during the convention. So it's an entire family of people that it takes to make the just, you know, 1 minute of TV happen.
Telling the story of FFA is so important for the future of agriculture. Why is it so important for you and everyone at RFD TV to share the story at the National FFA Convention and Expo?
Patrick Gotch, the founder and president of the Rural Media Group, which is owner or the umbrella of RFD TV, the Cowboy Channel, and the Rural Radio on 147 Sirius XM. The thing he says all the time, and he's totally correct in saying it, is that we're all about connecting city with country. You know, you're in agriculture, so many of us are in agriculture, and we know that there's a disconnect between folks who put food on the table every night or go out to dinner every night, and where that food came from. And so generations ago, that wasn't the case, but you know, folks are 3 and 4 5 generations removed from the farm. So building that connection back to rural America and highlighting the qualities that come from the back roads and the countryside that we all enjoy growing up in, and sharing that wonderful story with others. And also, I'll tell you, you get the chance also to remind a lot of folks of their roots. Because you grow up, you move away, you start your career somewhere else in another state far, far away with a lot more people around you all the time. And sometimes you get a little disconnected yourself and you forget about those rural roots. And so we do hear from a lot of people that talk about, oh, I grew up here, I grew up there, and my parents did this or my grandparents did that. And so that connection is what it's all about.
Now, since you're on TV, you hear from so many people. You're telling their story. And even at the National FFA Convention Expo, you've spoken to tens and maybe quite a few people. What have you learned from these agriculture education students and FFA members?
How excited they are. You know, you can't come to the National Convention and not feel the energy that's in the air. And to hear how excited they are for their futures, not just to be here, you know, being here is fun and exciting, but they definitely get a little bit of invigoration going as they're looking forward to their own futures and finding out about careers. So to hear the wide array of career interests, I think, is something that I always find interesting, because as you would always expect, somebody is interested in going back to the farm or working in agribusiness or as ag communications, but there's also a number of students who are looking at mechanical engineering or nursing or veterinary care, and the wide array of interests and skill sets that they've been able to gain through their FFA experience and apply it into their futures or guide it for their futures is always fun to hear and think outside the box.
And even so, agriculture communications is so vital to everyone to help share the story of agriculture and FFA. And there's competitions even in the proficiency area of agriculture communications. What advice, as you, a communicator, an anchor on television, advice would you have for FFA members?
The biggest thing is to just get started with it. It doesn't matter whether you want to be somebody who works in print, somebody who works in radio, somebody who works in TV, whether you want to work in public relations for a company of some kind. The biggest thing is just to get started. Put your toes in the water and swim around a little bit. It's easier now because with your cell phones that you can use as a tape recorder or a cell phone that you can use as a video camera, the quality on your video cameras or in your cell phone is just as good as a lot of cameras that are out there now. You don't need to spend several thousand dollars to do this. I encourage anybody in FFA, whether you're a chapter reporter or not, if you have an interest in it, just go ahead and start doing it. Your local newspaper, your local community organization, local radio station, maybe there's a TV station, they're all looking for good stories. But their belts are kind of tight these days. You know, there's only so much budget to spend. But if you have a good story to share with them, take some pictures, take some video, and send it along. And maybe it'll get some attention, maybe it won't. But what about that one time that it does get some attention? You know, and you just kind of get the ball rolling. And anything that you do will help build your resume and build a reel that you might need down the road.
Great advice from anchor Janet of RFD-TV. Anything else that you'd like to share?
Get started, enjoy it, have fun with it, and be open to new ideas and embrace them and learn from everybody you come across.
And that was Janet Atkinson. She is the anchor at RFD-TV, a longtime sponsor of the National FFA organization. I'm Michelle Stengler with National FFA.
All right, Michelle, great job this week. We'll have some more local FFA coverage coming up this week. That is your Central Minnesota Farm Report. And it's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service.